Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. If you've listened to the news at all in the last year, you know we have a very important election coming up next Tuesday. Are you registered? I was disheartened by the results of a recent poll taken by George Barna in regards to religious Americans voting. Many, and I've heard upwards of 40 million who identify as Christian, are not planning to vote. And here are the main reasons given. Not being interested in politics, 68%. Disliking all major candidates, 57%. None of the candidates reflected their views, 55%. Believing that one vote doesn't make a difference, 52%. Thinking the current election is too controversial, 50%. Believing the election is rigged or don't know enough about the candidates, 48%. And think that their favorite candidate can't win, 36%. Well, the poll went on to show what would motivate them to go to the polls. Religious non-voters appear more likely to cast a ballot when they've been informed and educated about the importance of civic participation. Helping them understand why their vote matters can make all the difference. According to the study, some of the biggest voting motivators include if family or friends were able to convince the non-voting person of faith that voting is too important to not participate. About 14% of the non-voters said they would turn out. Another 14% claimed that if they perceived the race to be close enough that their vote might actually make a difference, then they would cast a ballot. The problem of distorted information is a major deterrent for about 1 in 7 non-voters. That 14% claim that if they received an unbiased, objective briefing about what each of the major candidates supports and opposes, they would be likely to vote. And a church teaching its congregants that voting is a biblical responsibility of every Christian would cause an estimated 17% of people of faith who plan not to vote to actually participate on Election Day. Well, remember these words from Ronald Reagan. Freedom is a fragile thing, and it's never more than one generation away from extinction. It is not ours by way of inheritance. It must be fought for and defended constantly by each generation, for it comes only once to a people. Let's not be the generation that gives our freedom away. Let's get to the polls next Tuesday. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. I'm Mike Cornell. Thanks for joining me for the Manager's Desk.